Good morning, everybody. You are listening to the Mighty 690K GGF. Kyle High sitting with you this morning, and it is around 7:40. So, as we have in every week, we have somebody in from the from around the state. And this week, we have Senator Dan Goddard. Mr. Goddard, how are you doing this morning?
I'm doing just fine. Thank you.
Senator Goddard, a few things that I wanted to go over real quick. First, you wanted to talk about the tour with the governor.
Yeah, yesterday, Governor Kelly was here with the Kansas Farm Bureau taking a tour of Montgomery County and then just a little bit of Labette County. We met in Independence in the morning and heard about, the community and some of the history of the community and some of the efforts for bringing jobs and creating businesses in Montgomery County. From there, we went over to Liberty and had lunch at the United Methodist Church. And there was a panel over there, including Representative Joe Newland, Jeff Guerin from the Montgomery County. He was a Montgomery County beginning farmer. And Scott Gordon, who is a grain producer. We had a good panel. They explained how they were doing in agriculture and some of the things that were affecting them. And then we went out to Triple D Seed, doing the tar, and saw the equipment that he uses out on his farm and heard about how they treated seed and those kinds of things and how technology was affecting his business. And then we wound up with Mark and Jesse Muller out at their farm in southwestern Labette County, very close to Coffeyville, and observed their livestock operation and their breeding operation for beef cattle. All in all, it was a good day. We had a good turnout, and I guess the governor at the very end said that she would leave here with a very different view of agriculture and the things that farmers and ranchers have to deal with and how technology is affecting their operations. So it was a good day.
That does sound like it was a good day, Mr. Goddard. And there, again, getting out, getting to see the farmers and the technology that they use nowadays. Speaking of technology, there have been talk about more money going out to try to get rural areas better broadband. And have you heard about that so far?
I have. In fact, that was one of the topics that we talked about yesterday. I think that we will see broadband really covering the rural areas. One of the things that has to be worked out is with the Department of Transportation, because the fiber will probably wind up being mostly in the right-of-way of state highways and roads, and that should not be too hard to work out. There's a lot of fiber already along our state highways and roads.
So that would be a good thing to get better broadband out to those rural areas, especially for those areas that somebody may have a business out there that depends on broadband. They're going to need that. Mr. Goddard, are there any bills that you are kind of working on or working with somebody on for the new session coming up near the start of the year?
Well, there are two in particular ones. A couple weeks ago, I was in Topeka for 2 days in a working conference with the Veterans Administration, American Legion, and other folks, folks from the KDADS, the Department of Aging and Disability Services. And the whole subject was preventing suicides among veterans and their families. I would like to see a bill that would consolidate all the suicide prevention programs under one person or one agency. We have more than just the veterans to worry about, and of course they're extremely important because of the number of veteran suicides that occur across the country. But there's youth suicide, we've got a lot of people out in the far out rural areas that are having a problem with suicide. So I think that we need to consolidate those suicide programs. The other bill that I'm really keeping an eye on will be the Medicaid expansion bill. That bill has been advertised as being right up front in the session starting in January. I don't know what's going to all be in that bill yet, but I'll be watching it very closely.
Absolutely. And I've talked to a few of the other representatives from their area, and they say that is the big thing they're looking forward to is the Medicaid expansion, as that's gonna affect a lot of people in Kansas, is it not?
The last figure I heard is about 150,000 people.
Yeah, so that's quite a few. But Senator Goddard, I want to thank you very much for coming on today, and I hope you have a fantastic day, and we will talk to you again soon.
Well, thank you, and everybody take care out there. We've got the October festivals coming up. Neowalla and Independence is the biggest one. We have Veterans Day coming up with Veterans Day parades, and I'm looking forward to participating in all of those events.
Absolutely. Both of those events are a lot of fun. This is going to be my first Neowalla this year since I only moved here literally a month ago. So this is going to be my first Neowalla, and I'm definitely looking forward to it. It sounds like a lot of fun from what a lot of people have told me.
You bet.
All right. Thank you very much, Senator Goddard. That was Senator Dan Goddard. We're going to go ahead and take a break. You're listening to the Mighty 690 KGGF.